This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So look, here's the thing about covering this economy. You got to do it slice by slice. There is just too much going on to handle everything all at once. So here with some slices from today, no particular order. Slice one, you might have heard there was a hearing on Capitol Hill today, virtually, of course, about the whole GameStop brouhaha of a couple of weeks ago. It's early days yet to say what is going to happen, more regulations or what, don't know. So I'll just note here that GameStop shares closed down another 11% today, $40 a share off a high of $483 a pop when things were more, well, shall we say, speculative. Slice number two, immigration. The U.S. Citizenship Act of 2021 was introduced today in Congress, President Biden's try at an overhaul. There's a lot in there. Updates to family-based immigration and work visa programs, lots of worker protections. Also, a path to citizenship for unauthorized immigrants. And that is our subslice today, what it means to have something like 11 million people living and working in this economy without access to citizenship, and what might happen if that changes. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams gets us going.
The new legislation would create an earned roadmap to citizenship for some unauthorized immigrants living and working in the country already, people who are likely making a lot less than their peers. Rodrigo Dominguez Villegas is director of research at the Latino Policy and Politics Initiative at UCLA.
There is a 35% income gap between documented and undocumented immigrants. So we refer to this as the undocumented wage penalty.
That wage penalty, he says, doesn't just lead to hardship for individuals. It also translates into reduced spending and economic activity overall. And these immigrants are often subject to more labor exploitation than other workers.
So if they complain about working conditions or stolen wages, they are very vulnerable to being retaliated against, not just losing their job, but often employers, threaten to call ICE.
Rebecca Dixon is executive director of the National Employment Law Project.
It brings down the whole economy and impacts labor standards for all of us.
Those pushing this bill argue bringing these workers fully into the legal workforce will boost wages and give immigrants access to more government services like unemployment benefits and Social Security. Stella Rouse runs the Center for Democracy and Civic Engagement at the University of Maryland.
Many of them are already paying taxes and they are not reaping the benefits of the taxes that they pay in terms of social services.
Services that many more people find themselves needing in the pandemic, where the economic fallout has landed particularly hard in many immigrant communities. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.